Yeah, look, it's frustration at the works that are planned at the station for some time now. Ever since the temporary measures were introduced at the Mill Bridge, it's caused a huge frustration, driver road rage, and great annoyance into the town. One of the main thoroughfares at the Buncrana has been made one way, and now it looks like it's going to become more and more permanent, or at least more long term, as the water barriers are removed and the one way system is going to be kept in place. Obviously, people have been hoping that it'll be open up again, we'll allow two way traffic, and that's something that absolutely has to happen. It's a priority for all of us in elected office in Buncrana. The solution, I think, is quite simple. There should be a pedestrian footbridge outside the bridge, remove the footpath completely and allow two-way traffic to flow. It's one of the most awkward junctions in Inishowen, with entrances, four separate entrances coming onto a one-way bridge. It's causing chaos. So, look, I'll keep fighting along with other councillors to until we get that funding that's required from government, from the Department of Transport, to get this footbridge and at last open up this main thoroughfare into the town once again.
Are you aware of where the diversions are? Earlier this week at the Inishowen MD meeting, there was concern that roadworks aren't being done with joined-up thinking, and on one of the days, three sets of roadworks were done at the same time, causing huge traffic.
Yeah, unfortunately, and to be fair to the road staff, there was a considerable amount of planning put into that, but there was a plant that failed in the north unexpectedly that caused delays and allowed those roadworks to clash at the one time. That was extremely unfortunate, and obviously we never want to see that happen again, but this will be the only significant roadworks we have in Buncrana. Now, I have to be frank about it, there will be delays, there will be considerable upheaval in the town, but unfortunately it's going to happen. I just want people to be aware of it, to plan in advance of it, to use other routes around the town. Look, the Mill Bridge is essential on the new road coming into where Lidl, Aldi, the Garda station, the social welfare office, but unfortunately people are going to have to loop around the town to get there for the 5 days that these works are taking place, and it's far from perfect. It's not what I would like to see. I want to see the footbridge. I want to see that opened up two-way. People are rightly annoyed, particularly the people living up in Grantia, St. John's Park area of the town. They're rightly frustrated, and it's something that I hear every day. And look, as a road user, I agree with it. I emphasise with it, and I've been stuck in that junction as well. Part of the confusion and the chaos that happens there. So I'll be doing everything that I can to continue to push for the funding for the footbridge, to make pedestrians safe and to allow the free flow of traffic on that vital junction entrance into the town.
And speaking in slightly wider terms here, you raised an issue about the funding and the centralised nature of the system here, where Department of Transport funding is crucial, but it results in this happening.
Yeah, look, Ireland is one of the most centralised forms of government in Europe. I'll be over in Brussels fairly regularly, and I meet with counterparts across the European Union. They'd be stunned at how little powers that local government has here. I would like to see a budget within the control of the County Council that we could allocate as elected members, because it's a priority for us, and we had that power. We would get that done ASAP, but unfortunately, we have to go through the bureaucracy of applying to the Department of Transport. Ultimately, we'll need the Minister for Transport to support this, and so we're beholden to government, and we know how they often overlook those of us in Donegal, and particularly in Inishowen, so it's extremely frustrating. I wish we had more powers devolved to local authorities, but unfortunately, we need the government to step in. We need the Department of Transport to fund this, and look, while that lasts, we'll have to keep banging tables and keep raising this at every opportunity we have, but I would love to have the decision-making power here locally in Donegal County Council.